You're listening to The Hang with Mike Manson Waters and Matt Spice Floyd.
Welcome to The Hang. What's up, Matt?
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Oh, man, another week.
I guess we should say, how's it hanging?
Oh, I see what you did
that's
there.
What we should do. That's what people want. They want the cheese.
Yes,
they
how's
want the
it,
cheese.
How's it
how's
hanging?
How's it hanging? That's what we should change the name of the show.
How's it hanging? Well, yeah. It's summer, so it's hanging all right.
Whew.
Winter, not so much.
That was a great winter and spring. For the last 5 years, we haven't had a winter spring, so it's been nice.
Yeah, you know, I forgot how nice and like lovely, like genuinely lovely this area is in the month of like March and half of April.
Fantastic.
Like I was like, I have to remember this next year of making a point to, you know, have a party or something like that in that time frame where it's nice.
We missed, you know, we didn't do anything outside. We did one time, we had tacos out in the pasture.
Yep.
And had the kids over.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was not, and it's going to be so nice for about another 2 weeks, and it's going to be miserable. So we're trying.
Until when? What, like October? Almost into November?
Sometimes into November, but hey, you know.
It's better
than snow.
We could be Dubai right now.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I got it.
Do you have
that's
that?
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
It's all through like cloud seeding and shit like that, right?
So that's what I was wondering. I haven't read too much about it. I just saw the clip of the airport with torrential downpours and all these things going on. And I'm like, I was thinking the same thing. I'm going, okay, are they manipulating weather? Because if some place could manipulate weather, it would be Dubai. I mean, they do have the capability to make it rain over there and all that. So I don't know what the deal is, but it's crazy looking, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of. Oh, I don't know what's. Yeah, I have no idea what's going on. I mean, you see, they'll say stuff like, you know, this is the most rain Dubai has gotten in 75 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means 75 years ago it did the same thing, right?
Well, that's a good point. I didn't think about it like that.
I mean, they always go, "This is the storm of the century. It has not flooded like this in 100 years." Well, 100 years ago it did the same thing.
So yeah,
and that's your
so not getting rain for 75 years is pretty good.
And plus, there goes your climate change right out the window. It happened 100 years ago, and it's happening today. Here's a little Dubai. I think this is speeded up. Yeah. I don't know why they got it on fast forward.
Attention spans are getting shorter.
That's what it is. Everything's going to. Do you ever watch anything in like
1.5 speed?
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's what they say. Some people strictly watch everything in 1.5 speed because they have no attention span.
Well,
that's insane.
I've tried to do like, because you can do it more than that, like 2 or 2.5 speed or whatever, but then it just gets Mickey Mousey. So yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll 1.5, that saves me a few minutes. If I'm going to listen to the whole thing or watch the whole thing, I get through it a couple minutes early. It's not so bad.
Like the guy in the commercial where he's listened to it on 17 times speed to get done with the book. So he go to the book club.
Yeah, there you go.
Have you seen that commercial?
I have. Yes, yes, yes.
Well, who's in a book club?
I know somebody that's in a book club. My buddy's wife's in a book club. They meet like every
talk
week.
Talk about the book?
I have no idea what
talk
the
about
book
the
club
book?
Does. I don't.
I mean, we could have a book club and we wouldn't talk about the book. We'd just be, it'd be another hang.
Maybe that's the rib about the book club.
Just an excuse to hang.
Yeah. I think also these wives and girls, they really like naughty novels, like those nasty things.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yes. I think they're all getting around reading those books and trading those off and getting all, you know, hot and bothered.
Is that the deal?
It might be the deal. I don't know. But yeah, Dubai, man, that's a crazy,
I'm trying to get
crazy little scene over
prefer
there.
I prefer not to see that 1.5 speed, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, look at that.
What's the noises in the background?
I gotta tell you, I don't know if this is real.
You know, this could be Miami.
Yeah,
from Hurricane Andrew. This could be anything.
It could be an outtake from Jurassic Park with the dinosaur. You know, like I don't know.
Yeah, they're definitely putting that in there.
That's a T-Rex sneaking up on you.
Oh, that's not even real. Okay, he got me. I got as usual. I got a lot. That ain't.
Come on, that's total CGI.
That's total CGI. No, this is real. The airport's real.
Airport's real.
This is real for 100% real. That's all real. I've seen that footage. That's real.
But they've added in the noises.
Why?
Because they're content creators. They're creating content.
They got me. I gave them a click.
I'll tell you what. I'm not getting on that plane.
No, I'm not. I'm jumping off that plane.
I'd be too afraid.
See that? This is real right there. See, we just don't need the velociraptors in the background. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean it's a cool video to watch without all the fake stuff.
Here's allegedly a drone video. It's probably fake as well.
Yeah. Well, hold on. It might be fake because where's all the greenery coming from? I thought in the they got greenery like that. They got box hedges in the middle of the desert.
I'm not sure. It's just a little greenery. That doesn't look that impressive.
But if it hasn't rained like that, how's the greenery staying
maybe
green?
Maybe there's a trickle.
My lawn can't stay green for more than 2 days without a sprinkler.
So. Has anybody even offered up an explanation, or is it just?
I mean, the only explanation I've seen is sort of that conspiracy angle of like weather manipulation, and ordinarily I'd be like, I don't know, but over there again, it seems completely plausible.
Artificial rain via cloud seeding created havoc in Dubai, but this is from some guy on Twitter. I mean, I don't know if I believe him.
But I do think that it's one of the countries that does that, and they make it rain or have made it rain in the past, almost to entice tourism. Like they do like rain shows. And again, I haven't looked it up in years, but I swear I heard that before. Well, they'll do like planned rain of like, okay,
yeah,
at 3:30 it's going to rain. And they manipulate the weather to make it rain.
But is it raining like that?
Not like that.
I don't know
that.
If they could do that. I don't know.
Whole thing's crazy.
It's crazy, man.
Or it's just a little rain in Dubai.
Yeah.
And everybody's tripping out
everybody's
over it.
Everybody's reposting the same three videos, and it ain't that big of a deal. I need a haircut. That's all I know.
Why? It looks lovely.
It's just getting out of control.
What are you going to do with it? I just
cut the sides down and a little bit off the top.
I hate poofy sides.
I can't understand. I want to see people like Ron DeSantis. And I'm going, Ron, if you would just cut the sides
yes.
a little. Get rid of Tucker Carlson. Just
yes.
get a hair. He doesn't even try.
No.
He doesn't even try with it. Get a haircut and you'd look 1,000. Donald Trump. Get a modern hairdo.
His sides are out of control.
His top is, everything is out of control.
But I mean, what are you going to do? Like, some people you'd be like, dude, just shave your head. Just end it, right? Like, I was to that point, I'm going, all right, Matt, just time to start shaving the head. It's over, which I'm fine with, right?
Yeah.
Trump, but like, if he were to cut his head, like, that's the gimmick, right?
It's kind of his gimmick. Orange with the hair, the comb over.
Yeah. So if he popped up one day and was like, decided to shave my head, like, it would, I guarantee he would lose votes over it. People would be so upset.
Do you think people would be so upset, or do you think he would be reborn?
They would do Dr. Evil memes about him. They would take it and shove it right back up there.
Could it get any worse than what he already takes, though? I mean,
I don't know. I'm this trial, the jury selection. They've got like 7 jurors picked out. I don't know. It's gonna get crazy. I like watching Stormy Daniels react to people that will still be like, oh, you're a lying whore. And she'll say something back on social media to some of these people. And
yeah.
But it's hard for me to believe that people still don't think that, like, Trump had relations with her. And it's like, she told me. It happened. She had no reason to lie in the studio when she admitted that and told us. Again, this is going back. Trump was not a president. He wasn't a contender. It was way before that. And it, like, I don't know why it's so unbelievable for people to be like, oh, Trump wouldn't do her. It's like, yeah, he would. And he did. I mean, get past it, fine. But don't call her a lying whore. Be like, oh, he never slept with you. It's like,
come on. I mean, imagine how many women Trump has slept with.
Sure.
Outside of wedlock.
Sure.
I mean, that's what most powerful guys
guys
like
are going to guy.
Are going to do that. I'm sure he's had sex with, I mean, didn't he have sex with Marla Maples while he was married to, what's the other, it's not Ivanka. Ivana Trump. He cheated on her. I'm sure he cheated on Melania. I'm sure
I forgot about Marla Maples. That's how many things he's had going on.
Was he married? Wasn't he married to her? I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Triple H Sword subscribed for 46 months. Hey. Thank you very much. B Bumpy is on a three stream watch streak. You missed a stream, B Bumpy. You missed a stream. Now you're down to zero.
Three streams.
Tommy Bernhardt says, do you still get a free sub with regular Amazon Prime, or do you need the Amazon gaming? I don't know. It's always been Amazon Prime gets you a free sub.
Does it really? What do you mean? Oh.
Free sub to Twitch.
Oh. I was like, free sub.
Free sub.
Free sub? I'm hungry.
My sub is like $9.99 now.
Dude, yeah.
Easy Rider, 21 months. Thank you very much, Easy Rider. Appreciate it. ATXJC. 37 months. Nice. Appreciate it. Here, look, we got some love here on Facebook. As soon as I put it up, got a where'd he go? There, I lost it. I swear it was there.
Or not?
Maybe it was on Twitter.
Well, you know,
I think it's on Twitter.
What did we put? What did you put on Twitter?
Well, I just put my thing up, and then no, it's not on. There it is.
Oh, there we are.
There's a, Jason Purcell says, my favorite show.
Oh, that's nice.
That's not it. Where is it? There it is. My favorite show of the week.
Nice.
With a fire emoji.
Oh, we got the fire emoji too?
The fire emoji. So thank you very much, Jason Purcell.
Thank you.
For that. Appreciate everybody who tunes into The Hang.
That's cool. Yeah.
And sees it on and listens to it on Spotify and watches it on YouTube and checks out The Hang OT on clusterfshow.com. Thank you very much.
A lot of good stuff. So you're feeling all right?
I feel pretty good. I'm really trying to appreciate, not dying. I don't think it's not diverticulitis. I still got it, but it ain't no big deal. Just a dull pain.
I was thinking about you because when you were talking about it, it's like brings up that thought of like, all right, that song like Live Like You're Dying,
Yeah.
Like. I'm going, okay, it's your last day on Earth, right? Like your last day. Like, I started thinking about what I would do on my last day, and I kind of would just want to
chill out.
Some people are like, even in the song, it's like,
bull riding.
Yes. And I'm like, I just kind of wanted to smoke a fat joint for once. Like, that would be.
Yeah, that'd be me. I was like, well, I'm going to sit out on the porch, babe. Let's sit out on the porch, and I'm going to get a beer and smoke a joint, and we'll chat and watch the birds, and I'll fade away.
And I started thinking about him going, okay, well, do you try to call people and say goodbye? But it's like if you only have one day left.
That's ruining my last day.
Yeah, you got 24 hours. You only got so much bandwidth, right?
I'm going to be selfish on my last day.
Yeah, like I would maybe send out a text, but then I'd get annoyed with the text messages back. So I think I would just... Yeah, maybe just sit and see if I get a nice.
Because I think,
get a hat.
If you gather, let's gather all the family around. Well, they're just going to all be crying and sad. And it's like, man, this is my last day. Everybody's miserable.
Yeah. Can I do something I want to do on my last day, please?
So selfish. So it's not all about you. It's my last day.
I always think about that when Father's Day rolls around and the family, they want to. Oh, what are we going to do for Father's Day? It's like I don't want to be a dick here, but I don't want to do anything on Father's Day. Like, I don't want to go to breakfast. I don't want to
leave me alone.
Yeah, it's Father's Day.
Father's Day. Everybody get out of the house.
What do you mean you want to go for a bike ride? Yes, that's Father's Day. Father's Day, you're supposed to spend time with everybody.
Yeah, fortunately, Father's Day is not that big of a deal. Mm. And Father's, nobody cares about that.
Mother's Day, everybody cares.
Oh, it's a big deal.
That is
a to-do. We got to get together for Mother's Day. It's a big to-do. Father's Day, see, because dads are like, yeah, let's not make it a big to-do. Let's just keep it low-key.
And then you, and then as a father, you have to buy something for the wife on behalf of the children on top of it.
Yeah, so you got to get two gifts,
even more.
Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, anniversary, birthday, Christmas. It's like 40 years, so that's, you know, hundreds of gifts.
Dude.
I'm out of ideas. What? Out of ideas. We quit celebrating Valentine's Day, and it was glorious.
Good for you.
Glorious.
Taking a stand as the owner of a flower shop whose livelihood depends
I think
on the Hallmark holidays like Valentine's Day. Good for you.
I think the flower shop sucked Valentine's Day out of us. We were just like...
I get it.
We're like...
Yeah, it's like it pulls back the curtain on everything. You go, this really isn't that fun.
It's just a made-up holiday. Vampire Jeremy, 125 stream watch stream.
Damn.
Holy Jesus.
Woo! Get a life, Vampire Jeremy.
Gee, Jiminy Christmas. You might want to miss an episode.
Isn't there a Seinfeld rerun on somewhere?
It's got to be better than this. Come on. Come on, dude. Why is it up? Just kidding. Thank you very much for your undying support, Vampire Jeremy. I got some stuff from Blind Lawrence later for the OT. He just said, you know, we were talking about some of the disgusting things the old show did.
Yes.
He tried to remind me of you. He also gave me some Ricker audio.
Okay.
Remember Ricker?
Of course I remember Ricker.
Remember Max?
Yes, of course I remember Max.
I forgot about both of those guys. Both of those guys, he got fired.
That's correct.
He got both of those guys fired. Who wants to take somebody's job? And those guys were just low-key, you know, there was nothing wrong with those guys. They didn't toe the total Bubba line, so they had to go.
Well, Ricker's girlfriend at the time was a coincidental winner of the 12 boobs, and she wouldn't come in and show him off, and so he got him fired. It was very strange.
Do you think you could even get away with making girls who won a contest show their boobs now? I think that's a lawsuit nowadays.
Oh, everything's a lawsuit now.
No
yes.
way. Now take your shirt off.
And
it's in the contract.
And meanwhile, nor should you. Like that's psychotic behavior.
It's so wrong.
Yeah. I don't know. The older I get, I'm like,
boobs, I got to show them to every loser in this studio. Like John Boy, valve up on him. John Boy.
Yeah, weird stuff. Okay, so in the OT, we'll go through some Blind Lawrence stuff.
Blind Lawrence stuff. You got some Ricker about audio talking about Bubba, which
okay.
is always good.
Interesting, okay. Yeah. I like Ricker.
And I can tell this one now. It's like, it reminded me, for some reason, it reminded me of this. Like, you know, you weren't there. You weren't there for all the bad stuff. You know, not the bad stuff, just the miserable stuff.
Okay.
When the show just got awful. And he was like constantly, you know, just shitting on Trace. Trace was on the air, you know, full time, and he was just shitting on him every day. And then he brought this guy Colton in, who was a friend of Trace's, and he brought him in, and he was doing some stuff. You know, he was fine, you know, but he wasn't, you know. He was really not an on-air guy. So
like a dynamic personality type.
He didn't have a lot of zingers or anything. So he's like, he brought Colton in the studio because he's like, oh, you got to see if he's better than you in the chair. So he brought him in for a week, and he said nothing funny. And then he did the, I don't know where he came up with this idea, but there's a song called Seasons in the Sun. We've probably never heard of it. It's like a 70s song.
Okay.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. It's a real cheesy song by Terry Jacks. And Bubba came up with the Terry Jacks off. And so they...
Brilliant!
Yeah, so Trace and Colton had to compete singing Terry Jacks songs on the big stage.
Oh, I get it, the Jacks off.
Yeah, you get it?
Oh,
you get it? And that was the whole...
Oh, now I get
that
it.
That was the whole thing, was the Terry Jacks off. And so...
But tis...
So it goes...
See how many times you can wear that joke out?
Oh, it's worn out for a week, and then they do the Terry Jacks off, and then it's over. And it was terrible. It was just stupid. And there's no way you can make that good, no matter who's doing it. You can't make singing a 70s song that nobody knows and competing with another guy fun.
So you can say Terry Jacks off a million times?
They say Jerry Jacks off a million times. And I'm leaving. He's like, match it. He's like, that was so good. He's like, we got to do that every year. And I was like, oh, my God, no. And he was like taken aback. He was like, what do you mean no? I was like,
oh, you actually said no.
Yeah, I said, no, that was terrible. I said, that was one time, maybe. I said, no, we can't do that again. He, fuck you.
Oh, God.
The best thing was, it was terrible. And so at the end, so Colton goes, and it was lame. And Trace goes, and it was lame, too, because there's nothing you can do. But then at the end, he took his guitar, his acoustic guitar, what he was pretending to play, and he smashed it to smithereens on the stage. You know, I was like, oh, well, that was at least some entertainment there. And Bubba didn't have the camera on him and wasn't even looking at him. I said, at least the good part was the guitar smashing. He said, oh, I didn't see it. I didn't even know he did it.
That sounds, it tracks.
Everything, you missed all the demise. You got out while the getting was good, buddy. Well, a little late, but.
Yeah. Well, let's be clear.
But we were still on the bone. So, I mean, we were still.
Yeah.
We were number one.
Yeah.
And then it was rapid. Well, not really that.
Because then you guys got on the 98.7 signal with a station named after it. And then he cheated on the ratings.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, I don't know how long that period of the 98.7 signal lasted, but in reality, like, it was a novel, insane idea that he completely messed up.
I mean, imagine, if you had, Matt 101.5.
Right.
You'd be like, wow. I mean, talk about making it. I've got my own radio station in my hometown. In my own town, I got my own radio station.
I mean, that's kind of the dream.
The dream.
Like, I can't. Okay, honestly, and not to give the cuck credit or anything like that, I just personally can't think of another terrestrial station. Right? You could look at Sirius XM and you say, okay, Howard's got his Howard channels. Right? That's fine.
Yeah.
I can't, for the life of me, name another terrestrial station that was actually named after a personality.
I don't think so. I don't think there is one.
I can't.
Not even Rush Limbaugh. There's no Rush 103.5.
Right. So I don't even know. So that was stepping into new territory, a potentially trailblazing territory.
Yep.
If you think about it from that world. And then he cheated on the ratings.
Flagrantly. So flagrantly, he was blackballed from his industry. You go from having your own station to blackballed in a 1 year period.
Okay, or was he so passionate about his station project that he was willing to do whatever it takes to get it to survive and thrive, right? I mean, one could look at it like that.
I mean, I don't think it had the greatest signal, and allegedly they were going to upgrade the signal, but it's like, it doesn't matter. You got your own station, man. You don't even give it a year before you start cheating on the ratings. You don't even give it a year. And it takes a year, in radio, for morning shows, for any radio station to do anything. No radio station comes on generally and goes, zooms to number one in 3 months. It just doesn't happen. And he didn't give it a chance. And, I mean, I should be way more bitter.
Oh, yeah.
Mornings, middays, afternoons, in my hometown. Got to do it for a year and then.
And you didn't even cheat on the ratings.
He asked me to. Go in there and change the station and make it vibrate some more to make sure it's legit. And I walked in there and looked at that shit and went, I ain't doing this.
What were you doing, afternoons too or something?
I was doing mornings, middays, and afternoons.
Middays. He was probably purposely changing the meters away from your show.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah, he was probably tuning over to one of the other stations.
I guarantee.
He was manipulating the ratings against his own station, against his own.
And he would so do that.
Oh.
He would so do that.
That's it's like the ultimate act of self-sabotage.
He self-sabotaged himself.
It's
out
my
of the
station,
business.
But I don't know what's going on with my middays and afternoon slot.
Well, I'm on Monday, now you need to pick it up, man. You're in the toilet. Drew Robbo's kicking your ass.
Not letting you get bonuses because he's changing that. I don't know.
The bonuses, that was out. There wasn't a bonus to be had for years and years.
Oh, boy. Well.
So I'm not. See, I should be way better, but whatever.
Yeah.
Nothing I can do about it. I did. I busted my ass. I was working fucking 12, 14 hours a day, and I'm on the couch getting phone, the phone rings at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. I was like, this must be a drunk guy. I jump up and go answer the phone so I can get the drunk guy. But hey, I don't worry about it. I do my own thing. I enjoy hanging. I enjoy cluster effing. I enjoy all of it. And I don't have to worry about nobody effing it up but me. If it gets effed up, it's on me. And I ain't gonna F it up.
Well, good. And then there you have it. I don't know. Whole thing is, yeah, there's some things. I'm sure we'll get into it on the VIP.
Yeah. I don't know. You know,
it's unzipping me on a few things.
Berlin's 8-inch lock, subscribed for 52 months. That's deep. Woo! Appreciate it. 52 months. But I got to get my hair cut, and it's hard to get a haircut because my barber, you know, he owns a shop and he only works like 2 days a week. Mm. You know, and I'm like, that.
What are you, loyal? Are you loyal to the barber?
Yeah, because he's like the only barber I've ever had that like he's a good conversationalist, and he's he's like a libertarian like me. So we go in there. Well, you know how painful it is to talk to the barber normally.
Exactly,
it sucks. I either like him to not say anything, which is fine with me. Don't say nothing. Just cut.
Right.
Or you know he's like really interesting guy, and we have really interesting conversations. So yeah, he's the only guy I go to because I don't like getting a new barber, and you know.
There's a getting to know period of.
It's not good.
Of these things.
It's rarely. He's the only guy I've ever found that was halfway interesting. So I was like latched onto him. I was like, "You're my barber, buddy."
So he can't get you in as long as you've known this guy.
No, I just keep. I'm you know. There's a lot going on in the circus, so I just you know if I can't get those two days, and you know.
I'll cut your hair. I got you. It can't be that difficult.
It's got to be a masterpiece.
It can't be that difficult.
I think it is.
Yeah, maybe it is.
I think it's like to be a good barber or a hairstylist. You know, you almost have to have like that gift of artistic gift.
That's true. I mean, the African American barbers, those guys with the fades and how they Jesus.
If you look at the like the World Cup and you see all those guys, they got all the hairstyle, all the soccer players have all those super duper styled hairstyles.
I remember when I think one of the last times I went to a barber, barber shop, I should say. You know, I was like, yeah, just a skin fade up kind of thing. And I remember the look on his face. He was kind of like, okay. Like that thing of going, I think this is, I don't really have much hair left to cut, right? And it didn't take him long at all. It was like a quick in and out, like a 5-minute skin fade. And I'm thinking to myself, like, I just paid $25 for that. Okay. I'm not going to do that anymore. And then I also started thinking about it. All right. Because there are some folks out there that religiously get their hair cut, like every week. There's guys that will sit in the barber, like
every week. I can't.
Saturday morning, 10 a.m., like every week, right? $30, $40, because they're getting a beard trim. They're doing a whole thing, right? They got to look fresh. They all got to look fresh.
That's too fresh for me.
And I'm sitting here going, you got yourself a monthly bill is all you
that's
have.
A lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Because literally they'll go once a week. So you're talking $120 a month. To just so you can have this tight little fade.
$1,500 a year.
Right. And I'm going, I'm cutting out the barber off of my expenses. It's it's off my balance sheet. It's completely gone.
I got clippers. So I'll clip the side a couple times before I go back. You know, I'm sure, you know.
And then you go, can you fix this?
I'm gotten pretty good. I can get the sides. So I only go every couple months. So it's not too bad.
I cut my own and then I miss some neck hair in the back. And I have to ask the fam, like, hey. And they'll go, yeah, you're good. And then like 2 days later, I get the, hey, you missed some on your neck. I'm like, where? So for 2 days, you didn't see this 2 days ago. Now I'm just, yeah. Frustrated.
Do you when you're like, do you like a barber who spent like you said the guy was 5 minutes? I hate it when they cut your hair, then they spend an extra 10 minutes like trying to get like they're giving you your money's worth. Well, they got a little hair in their hands. You're like, look, just cut my hair, and then when you're done.
I like
$22 and
I don't know, a little TLC's nice. I like it when they do that thing where they'll be. Trim up the sides, and then they'll come around. They'll turn the chair. They'll come around the front, and they look at you, and it's like, is he gonna punch me? What's he doing
What's
here?
He seeing?
And he's furrowing his brow, and he's like,
it's very uncomfortable.
And then he'll spin the chair around, and he'll fix something, and spin it back around. He'll do it like six times. I'm going,
he ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, either he's like, a perfectionist he's or nothing. He fucked up. I'm not sure which one because I haven't seen it yet. So I don't. Yeah. But it's nice. Barbershops were friendly. Yeah.
Did you get the hot towel ever? You get the hot towel?
I've gotten the hot towel a couple times.
Pretty nice. It's pretty good, the hot towel.
The hot towel was nice.
When I had longer hair, I would get, you know, I go to like the salon, you know, the lady, more of the unisex salon, and I get it washed and everything. Oh my God. Having somebody else wash your hair is the best. You lean back in that. Yes.
Bro, when I had dreadlocks, and they were terrible dreadlocks to begin with. I could never just go with it and let them grow out for 9 years or however these people do it. And my dreads, I would go get them washed, and I would go to an African American salon over in South St. Pete. God, what was this, 25 years ago or 20 years ago, whatever. And I'd be the only white dude in there, and just older black women. And I'd walk in, I had an appointment, and they would all look at me like, what are you doing? Yeah. And I was there to get my hair washed. Like, I'm like, okay, see if you can wash the scalp, give it a nice tea oil treatment or whatever. Cause I don't like the feeling of a dirty scalp, you know, with dreads and all that stuff. But, it was awkward. I would be there for like three hours
just to get a hair wash. They Rosa Parks you, they put you in the back of the shop and say, we'll get to you, white boy, in a little bit.
They were not in any rush to see me. Even with my appointment, I was definitely back of the bus.
How long did you have those dreads?
I had a couple of years, maybe a couple of years. And I cut them off, and then I did it again. And then I cut them off, and I was like, it's ridiculous.
I'm not a fan. Stupid. Not a fan. No, not a fan of the
dreads. I know.
You were young.
Live and learn.
You were young. Young and foolish.
Yeah. Dumb.
Berlin's 8-inch lock says $48 for me and my 4-year-old to get great clips. To go to great clips.
Oh.
Great clips.
Okay. Who said that?
Berlin's 8-inch lock.
How often are they doing that? Because again, I think it's some of these things that people don't look at as bills. Because it's just like, okay, we'll go get a haircut. But then you start adding it up. And if you go once a month, twice a month, that's a little.
I'm trying to remember. Like, I tried to cut Trace's hair once, and it was immediately had to take him to the barber shop. I'm like, he's got chunks out of his hair. Sorry.
I don't know if the prices of haircuts have gone up.
Yeah, they have, for sure.
See, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, what are they? I would imagine they're blaming inflation, but it's like you have the same pair of scissors that you've had for the last 10 years. Like, what's gone up in your world from a cost perspective? Maybe your chair rent a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that could go up is the rent. You know, the rent for the place.
Other than that.
Which it has, but I don't know. It's gone up. It's like everything, you know, periodically. It was started at 16, then it was 18, then it was 20, now it's 22. And it's like, and you know, you got to factor in the greed. You know, that's what these corporations are doing. It's like you'd think, well, boy, you're not going to see a corporation come out, well, you know, in these hard times, we're going to lower our prices and help out America. Not one of them. We're going to suck the last 5 cents out of every American that we can by jacking up our prices.
Dude, even Costco, the Costco, safe haven.
Not Costco.
The bastion of somewhat good prices or whatever. Even they, we noticed they've got some price hikes in there. We're going, huh. But it's like, okay, the rotisserie chicken's the same, the hot dog and the Coke is the same, but there's some other items that it's like, oh man, that used to be $7.99, now it's $9.99. What's up with that?
They only charge 2% if you're going to buy a $200 gold bar, though.
Well, the gold bars.
Only a 2% markup on a...
Have fun toting your gold bars around, people.
I think they sell for like $400 or something like that.
I thought it was like $2,500 an ounce or something.
It's,
right?
It's up to 24 something an ounce.
Yeah, I'm sticking to digital gold. I'm staying with my Bitcoin.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall.
We shall. I guess. I have no idea what's going to go on.
Try to fly with gold bars. See if they don't pull you out of the line. Say hey.
And they take it. They just take it from you.
Exactly.
You can't fly with gold.
Right.
What are you doing with this gold? What are you doing with it, buddy?
Oh, I'm just taking it with me. I, you know, it's mine. Oh, well, where did you get, like...
Yeah, I'm not. I don't think I'd fly with gold.
But, it, you know, it where are you going to...
But it doesn't... I mean, you... Like, if you had, you know, 10 ounces of gold, that's not much. But that's $25,000.
Yeah.
Like, if it's 10 ounces, what would that be? I don't know. But it'd be a very small amount. Like, you know, the gold brick would have... I mean, it's probably $50,000, you know, so...
Yeah,
but I don't know why you need to. The only way you travel with gold would be go to sell it, I would imagine.
Well, you got to store your wealth. That's your wealth. You got to take it with you. I don't know. It's a whole
trap. This is like a guy last night. He's went to the ATM, got out a bunch of money, and he stopped at Jersey Mike's. And he goes in, and the guy smashes his window because he was following him from the bank, taking all his money. He's like, I'm not getting a bunch of money out of the bank and leaving it in my console and going to get a sub.
Yeah, I don't know. That's where people get.
I take it with me.
Well, yeah,
then you get jacked.
Then you get jacked there.
You just leave in your car.
Yeah, people get lackadaisical, man. It happens to the best of us because you want to have like, I'm just running into a sub shop. What can go wrong?
Yeah,
be in there 2 minutes. What can happen here? And then I mean, dude, I don't even want to go anywhere. It's probably my algorithm that I'm looking at stuff and getting these videos. So I know it's partly to do with me, but every other video is just somebody getting knocked out or punched or shot. And I'm like, okay,
it's kind of fun, but
yeah, if it's not me or anybody I know or my loved ones, then great. But like, even today I'm stopping at the store on the way here. And I'm going, I don't feel comfortable in this parking lot. I need to get out of here.
Where was that?
It was at the Winn-Dixie.
That's a pretty... Well, there's the homeless people are...
They were in full effect.
Are they in the full... Yeah, there's more homeless people up there now than ever.
It was interesting, to say the least. But either way, I'm going, they might be totally friendly, but either they're going to ask me for something.
I don't want anybody approaching me.
Right.
There was like a video like a year or so ago, this woman in a parking lot, and this guy was like approaching her, and she's like, get away. and she's like, stay. And people are like, calling her out. And it's like, I don't blame any woman if any dude is approaching you in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. I think about it differently now. Yeah, because you can think somebody's innocent or they're going to ask you a question, be like, hey, ma'am, how you doing? And then all of a sudden, boom.
Boom.
Like,
they could just punch you in the face. Not just abduct you. They just walk up and punch you in the face because that's a thing now. It didn't used to be a thing.
Because it's trendy to do and people post their videos of it.
And people shooting, used to hear, but there's always been shootings and crime. But now, like, man, they just get out the guns and they just start, you get videos of people. They just blast they don't care, like down at the Armature Works.
Oh, yes.
Like a couple teenagers, they were getting a fight because somebody got water thrown on them. And the other teenager's older brother comes back and shoots the guy, and he's got somebody gives him a gun, and he's shooting. They got a pregnant woman shot. And it's like there's no thought, like Ybor City, there's no thought about bystanders anymore. They're just going to shoot.
Like
some kind of gun culture where they're growing up just, shoot, 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 shoot. Don't worry about the consequences.
I would almost prefer it if it was like old school duel style, right? So the guy gets water thrown on him. He's pissed. His brother comes back to shoot the guy, right? That's kind of the idea of the story. And instead, like you said, a pregnant woman gets hit. She's got shot twice. She's going to be all right. But still, that sucks, right?
Sucks.
So instead, what if we brought back the duel style of going, sir, you besmirched my brother's good name by throwing water on him, and I demand a duel.
You have to slap him with a white glove.
Slap him with a white glove. Do you think either one of these jits would go, yes, I will do that, and they'll take 12 paces or whatever and turn around with their gats and fire at one another? No. They both be like, I don't want to get shot. Let's just call this thing off.
Yeah, it's not happening. I never understood. It's like, how do you, there's a lot of cheaters out there. Instead of taking 10 spaces, he's going to take 8. He's going to turn around and blast you in the back.
That's
1, 2, 3, 4, 8. Bam!
Yeah, little baby steps.
I wouldn't trust it. That's a crazy thing to do.
The duel?
You take 10 steps, turn around, face each other, and fire.
That is weird. And that was back in the day. That was single shot.
Single shot.
Right?
So if you missed. And then you just got to wait. That guy, you take a lot of time.
Now, what have you both missed during the duel?
I guess you call it a day.
Is that just
I don't
it?
Know. I don't know.
Or do you go, all right, we running this back?
So what is it? 10, like 10 spaces. So that's 20 paces. What's a pace? About 2 feet.
Yeah.
So you're about 40 feet away. You could miss easy.
Yeah, and then what?
You get reload real fast, man. I'd be fumbling. I might drop my bullet.
Especially
my ball.
With those guns and however those loading procedures were.
The powder, you got to do the powder. Yeah. That's like in the.
But if they brought back duels, crime, gun crime would go down.
if
significantly. Yeah,
but those guys are—they're not honorable people. They would never do a duel. They're just dirtbags.
Well, I don't think either one of them would do a duel because, again, like you said, nobody would trust the other one to do it correctly. So therefore, both of them wouldn't have guns. They both walk away.
They'd immediately just—you know—as soon as all right, they both turn around and shoot each other point blank range is what would happen.
Or there's again, great result.
Yeah, why would we say that all the time?
If you have two people that want to shoot each other and they both shoot each other and kill each other.
I mean, we watch the news, it's always like, you know, oh, what a tragedy. They didn't kill him. You know, it's like it would be so much better if the cops just killed that guy and we didn't have to support him for you know, or else he's just going to go do 5 years and then be out on the streets.
It's funny you say that. There was a story last week in the news here or a couple of days ago, and a guy was at a park. He was hanging out at a public park. And he had been caught trespassing there once before, or whatever, and I
saw that
they went to like talk to him and they pull him aside and go to, you know, arrest him, or whatever. Anyways, I think they tased him. He ended up having a gun and got off a couple shots,
an officer after he was tased. Yeah,
and he's still alive. He is the only suspect that I can think of in recent memory that the cops didn't riddle with bullets, especially
like 90 or 100 bullets. Just, you know,
unload the clip.
That's what they usually do.
And I don't know how he's still alive, because I thought it was always the rule of thumb, especially not only if they pull out a gun, shoots an officer. He is truly lucky to be alive.
He was a decent sized guy, so they should have been able to riddle him full of bullets. I never figured that out. Like, you'll see these mass shooters, and they always seem to catch the mass shooters and never shoot them.
It's like, that's true. But, and then what do? They take the mass shooter and they put a flak jacket over him, like a Kevlar vest. And
make sure he's okay.
Yeah, so he'd be nice
sure
and
he's
safe.
Okay. You don't want a civilian shooting this guy.
There is that brilliant video of there was a kid toucher back in the day, and the kid's dad was waiting in the airport for the guy.
Yep. He's pretending to be on the phone.
Yep. And then he turns around and just caps him.
Good shot, too. Capped him right in the head.
So good.
I can't remember whether that guy got off or not. I think he might have.
He did.
I think he did.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I think he got a good chance of getting off, because people, they're like, I'm not sending this guy to jail. He murdered a pedophile who raped his son. I'm solidly no guilty on that jury.
I'm with you.
For
yeah,
sure.
Same.
We were talking about like the old time guns. It's like, I never understood how in the Revolutionary War, you know, they got a guy playing drums and two guys holding flags, and they're just walking into they're walking in. It's like, who drew that short straw? Just walking into a hail of bullets with a flag and a drum. That's the worst job ever.
That is, because the drum guy is literally the first one, right?
I think he's right up there, yeah.
Furthermore, so much for a sneak attack.
I think that's what we ended up doing. Is like, that's how they used to wage war. Is they'd all line up. All right, everybody's lined up and shoot each other like a duel. And then the U.S. started doing the more of the guerrilla warfare. And that's why we won.
Yeah, which I can understand the.
I can too.
The reasoning behind that.
All the drummers and flag guys went on strike. This is bullshit,
dude. Yeah, that is crazy. The old school ways of war. Now it's all going to be done with drones.
All drones. And the Iron Dome.
Dun, dun,
99%. Do you think there was a... Is that even true? Was it a 90? They got 99%. How come you don't see one video of like people with their iPhones taking a picture of all this shit? You see, they show the one stock footage of the things in the sky in the distance. I don't know.
I don't know what I saw... But I mean, you know, look, even if it got 70% of those things, that thing's pretty incredible.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I mean, it's
right. Like, but I mean, you paid
for it, buddy.
Hey, and again, Israel's fine. We like Israel.
No, love Israel. Israel's number one. But America's number two, but in my book, Israel's number one.
Yeah. Number two in my heart, number one in my mind, or whatever, however that saying goes. But what's the likelihood? I mean, I know the U.S., obviously, we've got extremely strong capabilities, right? But we don't have something called the Iron... Like, their nickname for it is rad, man. The Iron Dome. It's just
Dome.
Like, that's got to be the coolest nickname ever for any sort of, like, warfare technology. I don't.
But we, like we.
What do we have?
We don't have any enemies. Like close enough.
Oh yeah, yeah, I hear.
I mean, they're like surrounded. They're surrounded by. They're a tiny country surrounded by on all sides by people that hate them. So they have to have an iron dome to exist.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we've got Canada. Nice enough.
Can't a bunch of pussies.
Why they're looked at? Why are they looked at as such bitches?
I don't know. Like I mean, look at Justin Trudeau. I mean,
he's a bitch.
But he's a bitch ass pussy.
But I don't think I thought that as far as like nations go, like Canada, like they will step up to the plate when it comes to, you know, stepping up for their allies and stuff. They'll be like first in. So they're not bitches when it comes to. To military,
yeah,
but why are they are looked at as bitches? I don't know why
they were. Well, the government's. I don't know. I was, you know, I always thought I'm gonna, you know, I just moved to Canada. Things get bad here, and then you look at their response to COVID, the trucker strike, free speech. You're like, they're worse than us. And so was Australia. I thought Australia moved to Australia. They were the biggest pussies of all.
You know what we all need to do? Turn the tide on Mexico. Start sneaking in there.
That's what I think. Mexico's a place to be. Temperate climate.
Yeah.
Cheap cost of living.
Oh, my God. The housing, you could buy a little mud hut down there for an extremely fair rate.
Whatever drugs you want.
That's true. Mexico is truly the safe haven. What are we... Everybody... Look, we'll just trade countries. Y'all can sneak over here. We'll sneak down there. We'll live in your hut. Won't have to pay property taxes.
And then we'll build a wall. To keep them out of Mexico. Aha!
And then we'll make Mexico great again.
We'll make Mexico great again. We'll ruin Mexico. We'll make it worse than it was.
Yeah,
that's kind of what we do.
We do.
We're kind of a bunch of dicks. It's kind of coming out now that I think people are figuring out.
That we're dicks?
We're a bunch of dicks. Mm. We don't have any guns anymore and ammo. We all send it all to Ukraine.
Yeah, what are we out of? We're out of some of the major, like out of javelins and our stockpile's low.
We have no strategic petroleum reserve anymore. We've drained that. We've given all our money and ammunition to the Ukraine. Seems like, think if you're, you know, like you were like China or Russia, you'd be going, this is probably, and then you look at the leader, what's going on? That means something. It means the people, you know, if you're looking at Russia and if Putin was drooling and wandering around off stage, we're like, well, we don't have a lot to worry about Russia, do we?
Unless we do have another strategic arsenal that we just don't tell people about.
Full of that Area 51, full of weapons that nobody could do anything about.
Well, you know, what's fascinating is during COVID, I just never really thought about a strategic reserve. It was never something that was front of mind to me, right? As just an American going about my daily.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we have this, America has this, blah, blah, blah. And then when COVID happened, and not even from an oil perspective of strategic reserves, they're like, we've got warehouses of, whether it was masks or whatever it was, right? All those little products. And they go, we're going to pull them out of the strategic reserve. And I'm like, oh shit, we have like, as a country, we just got like a giant Amazon warehouse of just stuff. Like I never even thought about it.
They got it's all for the politicians. That's the strategic reserve.
That's true too. But I was pretty. I don't know. I never thought about it until they brought it up.
You know, the way things go though, you're like, well, you know, let's dig into the strategic reserves and oh, what the politicians they sold those years ago? We got nothing. That's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't trust those guys.
No. I'm more worried about the debt than anything though. I'm more
debt,
than
debt schmet.
I know,
that's
right?
That's what they say. They say debt schmet. Well, don't worry about it.
But all these other little
issues,
dude. Like compared to the national debt, it's all nothing. It's all nothing. The debt is like the biggest. That should be the only worry that anybody really, you know, puts their mind on. I mean, immigration. Okay, there's argument to be made there. That one kind of bothers me too, but the national debt,
$34 trillion, and now to service the debt, which is just, you know, to pay the interest every year, it's $1 trillion now. Every year we have to pay $1 trillion just because we were so foolish to spend all that. Well, it's all got stolen. Talk about a raping.
Raped and pillaged the entire country.
$35 trillion worth. It's not even fathomable. They got you jaded. First, they jaded you to billions. Nobody even really thought about billions, you know, 20 years ago. Who's a billionaire? Like a billionaire might have $1 billion, $2 billion. Then now the billionaires have $200 billion. And now they get you jaded to trillions. Oh, this is a trillion. Here's $1 trillion stimulus. Here's $35 trillion. If you, people could see $1 trillion. And if you line up $35 trillion, it probably goes to the sun or something. I mean, it's like ridiculous amount of money. And they're you're jaded to it. You're like, oh, it's a trillion. Like, you don't need it. They like to do the, you would have to count for 10,000 years count to a trillion.
I can't see anybody that just goes like, it's all other stuff, right? Whether you're pro Trump, anti Trump, whatever, like he's got all these court cases going on and blah, blah, blah. Biden's, you know, pooping his pants somewhere. Like, but I just want somebody with a plan to say, hey, you guys do realize we are like beyond broke, right? We are, like way we're destitute. We're homeless as a country if you're $34 trillion in debt and you had like if you owned or if you had this property, right, and you didn't pay the bank on it, they're coming and booting you the fuck out of your house. They're taking your home from you, right?
Yep.
I mean, do we not see as a country how important the national debt is and how crazy it is that nobody seems to really give a crap about it?
Well, who's talking about that?
Nobody.
Like I'm talking about politics and news wise. Nobody, right?
It's all other stuff.
Because and that's why.
And that's the really what matters is the.
No, what matters is the solar eclipse and the Ukraine and Israel and all this other stuff to distract you from the fact that they stole every penny that they ever got. And you're not going to get Social Security, and the nation's going to turn into a shithole because, or the dollar's going to lose its reserve status. Which is why we are where we are in this world, because we're a worthless. You know, basically, our debt is worthless. Who's going to buy our debt?
$34 trillion. $1 trillion in interest. I mean, it's so beyond ridiculous, and.
What are you going to do? You're going to vote for a couple 80-year-old men. That's what you're going
to
do.
And I'm having to watch a court case about hush money and then, you know, Biden's giving fluff speeches in Pennsylvania. I'm just like, what is going on?
Now, if you know, I'm sure, like, I assume that most presidents have had affairs because most presidents are giant, huge egomaniacs. Nobody wants to be president unless you're like a total lunatic. You know, you want to, I must be the most powerful man in the world. Those guys are never faithful to their wives. You know, they've been imagine like Bill Clinton, 8 years. For 8 years, you can't cheat on your wife. Do you think that's a thing? No, it's not a thing. They got underground tunnels. They're bringing, you know, prostitutes and then dumping them in the landfill or something. The presidents are cheating. So why is it so big of a deal that Donald Trump, you know, had an NDA with some porn star? Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? They all do it.
And she yipped up anyways. God damn it.
She yipped up. We should sue her. Sue her for everything she's worth. I got the most comments on something I put on Twitter, you know, from like, you know, I replied to somebody. It was like Scott Adams. He's the Dilbert creator.
Okay.
And I follow him. And he's talking about Trump. It's like, and then they get a Stormy gag order or something. And I was like, oh, I said, Stormy doesn't gag. And everybody loved that one. Boy, I was you can't gag Stormy. They loved that one. 100 people go, that's
great stuff.
And the only reason, see, you gotta get in early. I was the third comment.
Oh.
See, that's what it is. Because I never comment because I always see 1,700 people have already commented.
Then you're just getting lost in the fold.
Nobody's going to listen to that shit. It's a dirty game. Social media is a dirty game.
Sure is.
It fucking sucks ass.
Yeah.
See that guy in Dubai who got a year in prison? For filming.
What'd he do?
It was either a guy or a girl. I don't know. It was neon with a backwards 3 instead of an E. I don't know what that means. I don't know who it was. But Neon, the influencer, was in Dubai.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a girl or guy. And they're filming. And you got to have a permit to film in Dubai. Yeah, they, you know, those guys up, you know, those places are real uptight over there.
Maybe that's why we're not seeing much footage of the rainstorms over there.
Maybe not. They're real uptight. And so they were like, no, you can't film here. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm an American. You can't film here. I'm an American. And then all of a sudden he's like, USA, USA. He's doing 1 year in jail in Dubai now. So imagine you think you're a hotshot influencer on YouTube in America. Now how hotshot are you in a Dubai prison for a year?
Yeah.
I bet they're not going to treat you so nice either.
That's brutal. Well, as I mentioned before, I had a buddy go over there and he spent some time and I was like super curious of how strict it was and, you know, all that stuff. And he said it was beautiful and lovely and no issues and no problems because everybody respects the rule of law over there.
If you're
so much.
Yeah, if you're cool and you know, don't be an asshole.
And then there was a DJ, I think his name was like DJ Groove Rider or something like this. It was years back. And he went over there and with some ecstasy pills.
And now he's doing life.
Bro, I think he did, for real, I think he got sentenced like something like 15 or 30 years or something like that for like 10 pills. And
they don't mess around. I mean,
no.
Paul McCartney almost got put in jail for bringing a, you know, like a bag of weed to Japan. It's like these countries don't mess around with their drug laws.
So does that mean, you know, like in Dubai, you just can't find any weed?
I don't know.
You can't find any pill? Like, is like, nobody over there getting high?
That would be like, you know, if we were doing a Bubba Palooza in Dubai, I'd be
going, we'd be arrested. We'd still be in Dubai.
Well, the great thing about Bubba Paloozas was you never had to bring weed.
Yeah.
Ever. Because our listeners were just like, you'd be in line with a meet and greet, and they'd be just, you know, they'd just put out their hand like you're like to shake it or something. And oh, I see. Well, he's giving me something. Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
By the end of the day, you had like 17 joints. Everybody, like every single station had 17 joints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you never really thought he just smoked it. Never thought somebody's trying to lace it or anything. He just smoked it right
out. Yeah, I didn't think about the negative things that could have happened.
Free weed. Oh, it was glorious. Like,
so,
you know, going to Canada, you're like, well, I ain't taking weed into Canada. No way. But we got pictures of the weed that we had in the hotel room. Like, just.
Well, it was interesting even going out to eat that afternoon. We went to a restaurant or something like that, and you could smell weed just outdoors, and there was people smoking weed. I guess it was, and this is before it was. Like,
oh, this was, yeah, I mean, how many years ago,
you know,
was that?
Yeah, this is before it was like
15 years ago?
Legal or acceptable anywhere in any of the old 50 nifty. But up there, and it was such a departure from the norm, I'm going, hold on, they're over there smoke weed. Like, you can see them. Like, you can smell it. You can see it. Like, this is what they're doing. And that made me think Canada was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm going, well, this is great. They've got great freedoms. And then you fast forward. It's like, nah.
I think it's pre-Trudeau.
Now he's made him a bunch of pitches again.
Because we went out, like the first thing we did, you know, you get to go to the airport, then you get to go to the hotel, and there were people at the hotel. Like, you know, as soon as we walked in, there was people, you know, wanting to meet us and everything. And they go, hey, you want to go outside and smoke? And we're like, well, it's a pretty busy street out there. And they're like, it's Canada. Don't worry about it. So we're just out there smoking. It was pretty awesome. And the guy, remember the guy? He met us at the airport, and then he'd got everybody's room had a cooler of Pabst Blue Ribbon in it. And I was like, what, do they just let this guy into our hotel room? I mean, it's pretty cool that I got a cooler in here full of Pabst Blue Ribbon, but you just let any Tom, Dick, and Harry come into our room and stock it up?
Do you feel guilty? Like, I don't know what the, you know, I guess if you got your medical marijuana card, that's no big deal. But for some reason, I can't get past the thought of if I were going to smoke marijuana, like out on the streets or whatever, it feels
sorted.
It feels dirty. Illegal to me still. Like it hasn't gotten through my head. And I also don't want, you know, look, if I was going to do it out on the street, I wouldn't want to do it around kids or anything like that. Right. It's, just, I don't know. It just seems wrong to me, but I still can't for the life of me wrap my head around it being fine.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like, I'm okay with it, but it makes me nervous.
You've been, because your whole life, even
totally conditioned,
even, you know, when you're just conditioned, even if you're smoking, you know, as a person, you think it's fine for you, but you've been conditioned to how bad it is and how wrong it is and how this,
you're like, hiding it.
And like, you know, I'm drinking a beer around my kids. It doesn't even give me a second thought, you know, but that I'm like, well, I got to go out back and smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, B. You got to make a big deal out of it when we're all sitting around getting drunk.
Yep.
The kids, nobody cares about that.
And the kids don't care about, like, you know, the teenage, like, if you're 18 or whatever, you get your medical marijuana card. Like, they don't give a damn. You can go into any one of these Wawas or Circle K's or 7-Elevens, and every kid in there is high. Every customer, I mean, you can smell it on everybody. They're, well, you know, it's everywhere.
They have been.
But they're not conditioned.
It's
a like, weird thing.
I mean, for my whole life, you know, we always had the, like, I didn't promote marijuana or anything to my kids, but I was like, hey, you know, it's just a plant. I don't know why they make such a big deal about it. I never, you know, demonized it. And then I remember Berlin, she finally figured out that, you know, that I smoked when she was like 14 or 15. And she didn't talk to me for like 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Did you have the conversation?
No, I didn't. She just found out and she was giving me the cold shoulder. And I gave her, you know, I was like, man, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And I was like, well, you know, she can give me the cold shoulder because I ain't going to stop smoking weed. And then she got over it.
You're good now.
Oh, she's totally good now. It ain't no big deal. Get over it.
Weed or a relationship with your daughter?
Hey. See, I was just like 6 months prior to that. I'd taken her. Donna couldn't make it. She had some kind of, you know, something with a flower shop. So I took her to Lakeland for a tournament. I was like, well, it's just going to be me and Berlin in the hotel room, you know, with nothing to do. So I was like, I brought a board game. And so then I was like, oh, Berlin, I got to get something out of the car. We got really high. We had the time of our lives playing board games. It's a great it's great for family fun.
Great family entertainment.
Great for family fun.
Oh, that's funny. That is, yeah.
All right, let's take a break. Sure. It's already been an hour. My wow. God, I got to freshen up my drink.
Oh, I want to do a chit-chat Q&A when we come back, man.
Oh, yeah, we actually, I thought we did a pretty good job last time.
I thought we tried at least.
Answering some questions. The questions usually lead to a lot of tangents because when you get, you know, start talking about something that was our life for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, it opens up doors. You know, you just start.
It unzips you.
It unzips you.
Oh, well, if there's somebody that has anything interesting, we'll take a look.
Find Ned. Okay, let's go. Let me give a little Ned, man for Ned, and we'll be right back with more of The Hang.
Sirens fill the night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens fill the night. Climbed up on the roof, was trying to hide my meth pipe. Sirens fill the night. I took off my shirt cause I was looking for a fight. Lawman's coming, so I started fucking running like a white trash maniac. I'm a punk, I was drunk, had a real big fucking blunt, and I flushed down all my crack. I'm a loafer and a poser, maybe I'm a stoner, I had a nervous breakdown. I won't listen to reason, a heathen who's thieving, and I probably need bailed out. I got two or three teeth in my mouth, and then the sirens fill the night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens fill the night. Climbed up on the roof, was trying to hide my meth pipe. Sirens fill the night. I took off my shirt cause I was looking for a fight. Sirens fill the night. Some Navajo stripper with a face full of blisters told me I was a disgrace. She tried to charge me $10 for a hand job, then I laughed right in her face. A gold car cop car was banging on my window outside of my single wide. He said my mouth was kind of purty and my back was really sturdy. He laughed and then he unzipped his fly. The night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens fill the night. Pats me down.
Pats me down.
Puts me in a cop car and then we pulled off in the night. And then we pulled off through the night.
Extended noodling. Get your groove on. Smoke them if you got them. man, you noodles so good. Let's bring it home, bitch. Bring it home, my shit. Hey, mama, I just got busted. Hey, mama, I just got busted. Mama always told me not to talk shit. I was stuffed and cuffed, but mama, he's throwing punches with some chopsticks. Oh, God. Some full-blown keystone, an adrenochrome copter drone pulled in with the chief. He said he lost one chromosome. You must have got that Down syndrome, and the dogs just nipped our hashish. Yes, yeah, some popo commando was beating me like Jericho, kicking my poor backside. And then Officer McGurdy said, you best call your attorney. They cuffed me and I went for filled the night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens filled the night. I took off my shirt because I was looking for a fight. Sirens filled the night. Climbed up on the roof, was trying to hide my meth pipe. Sirens filled the night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens filled the night. I took off my shirt because I was looking for a fight. Sirens filled the night. Climbed up on the roof, was trying to hide my meth pipe. Sirens filled the night. Climbed up on the roof when I saw red and blue lights. Sirens filled the night. I took my shirt off cause I was looking for a fight. Sirens filled the night. Climbed up on the roof when I was trying to hide my pipe. Sirens filled the night. I jumped out and I never got caught. I ran naked through the night. Oh, God.
Welcome back to the Hang. Mez Navy says, get your questions ready to not be read.
Hey.
We read them last week. I don't see any questions, though.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't see any questions.
We'll move on and we'll talk about how you are not respecting my sobriety by smoking weed in here. You see that Steve-O story with Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Mike, my sobriety is extremely important to me.
I mean, I can see both sides.
I do too, actually. Yeah.
But also, I'm like, you know, if that's like, you know, if like my, you know, my podcast is I like to get high and talk to people, and you don't want me to get high, well, then I guess you can't be on my podcast. I can kind of see it. He seems like a real douche, Bill Maher, but I kind of get that.
I do too. He definitely seems pompous.
I mean, Steve-O.
Yeah, you could just get another guest.
Way better guest, probably.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Although I like Steve-O's podcast. His stuff
I can't
is good.
Take that voice. It's hard to take.
Yeah.
But Bill Maher is kind of pompous. He's kind of pompous. Sometimes he's funny. It's so weird, though, to hear him to like now, you know, it's like some of the stuff he says is like straight out of the right wing now. Like when it comes to the woke stuff, he's really anti-woke. Because that's his livelihood, and he don't want people telling him what to say.
Right.
But on everything else, he still totally doesn't get it that, you know, the left is totally good, except for him, the woke. He hates the wokeism. It's like...
Well, again, everybody's a hypocrite. Everybody.
Everybody's a hypocrite.
Everybody.
It's the levels of hypocrisy.
Yeah, it's just where are you a hypocrite at? Like, what's the trigger for you for being a hypocrite? And for him, it's that. It's
probably a lot.
Woke is bad.
Probably
everything.
A lot more.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
See, I consider myself to be a very minor hypocrite, and I'm very proud of that.
Yes, manageable hypocrisy.
I manage. That's all I'm asking for. Like, if you are like, you know, the leader of a country, you know, I think you should get some perks. I got no problem with perks. Like, you know, there was somebody.
Heavy's the crown, man. You know, yeah.
Exactly. Here, you know, you deserve. Like, there was some leader and he, like, helicoptered into some event or something. And it's like, well, if I'm the president, I'm going to want. You think I'm going to wait in line to go see the Super Bowl? You think I'm going to sit in traffic? No, I'm going to helicopter in. That's why I'm president. And then you voted for me. So, See, I don't have a problem with that. There should be. But they just take everything. They just use their office to become, you know, millionaires at our expense, and that's not right. That's not a perk.
It's true. I was looking at some rich guy, and they had a video of him, and he takes his private helicopter to his private jet and gets on it. Like, but it wasn't like a far distance or something like that. Like, the car could have like dropped him off at the private jet. Instead, the car like dropped him off at his helicopter, and then he took the helicopter to his jet, and everybody's like, look at this dick bag.
Yep.
And I'm going, yeah, it is. But at the same time, I mean, he's an older guy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's weird because, you immediately go, what a douchebag. Yeah. And then I kind of go, oh, that's kind of pimp. But then at the end of it, I still land on, what a douchebag. But it's kind of pimp.
Plus, you know, ask Kobe how that works out for you. Huh. Taking that helicopter all the time. Huh. So, you know, that's not like a plane.
Man,
not many people survive helicopter crashes.
No, every time I go to like, you know, Orlando, they've got those like sightseeing tours. You can go up in a helicopter for like 20 minutes and then fly over Orlando or whatever. And I'm going, I want to do that, but I don't have it in me. I ain't got the stones for it, man.
Plus those helicopters, I mean, they're used, you know, 12 hours a day. Flying around.
Yeah, 15 minutes at a time.
And you don't know who owns that place. You don't know if they're cutting corners or anything. Or they keep it top-notch. You know, you don't know.
No clue.
Plus the odds of a helicopter crashing after that many hours, I think. So, yeah, I ain't doing that.
No, I ain't doing that.
I was on a helicopter once. It was, you know, I was at the Power Pig. And this is like my first year or two there. You know, so it wasn't, you know, wasn't high in the echelon at all. And so Mark Chase goes, hey, Buckwheat, we're going over to the dealership and they got a helicopter going to fly us to the dealership. You want to go? And I was like, sure. You know, boss wants you to take a helicopter ride. You take a helicopter ride, you know, anything to get in, you know, hey, I'm with the boss riding a helicopter.
I did one of those planes, the Red Baron planes.
Oh my God!
Like the actual Red Baron, they had the Red Baron,
the biplane,
the biplanes. The biplane. But it actually was a Red Baron. They had like a team of like five that had, you know, it was all wrapped in Red Baron.
It had the black
the whole
insignia
thing.
On it.
Yeah, and in the open cockpit, the whole thing. Yeah, those biplanes. Cockpit. That was a little.
You open cockpited it?
Yeah.
That seems like way worse than a helicopter.
I didn't know what I was. Same kind of thing. Hey, you got to go do this. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was surprisingly calm up there. Was, you know,
yeah,
it's kind of like, oh, this is all right. But helicopter, not so much.
You'd rather wing walk.
I'd rather yes.
be on a helicopter.
Wing walk. I don't know how air shows are still legal, by the way. Or not legal. Happening.
Not legal.
I can't wrap my head around how we're taking these taxpayer dollars and doing joyrides across the country.
And then, you know, at least once every year or two, one of them planes wipes about 17 people.
Yep. Yep. It seems so odd to me how they're like, bringing it back again next year. And it's cool.
It is cool.
But from we're $34 trillion in debt, right? You do know this. And we're out there having fucking sun and fun flyaways. And
I just saw something today. I almost grabbed it. It was a congressman, and he was holding up a bag of what looked like about 80 lead fishing lures, but they were something else. They're ball bearings or something. Mm-hmm. And he's like, guess how much the Pentagon pays for this bag?
Oh no.
And it was $90,000. So you know, people are, you know, think, well, the government spent $74 trillion. No, they've stolen it. Somebody's stealing it. Then you don't charge, you know, you don't pay $90,000 for it for nothing. You do it because you're getting paid and you're stealing all that money. Somebody's getting that money, and whoever's getting it is giving you a kickback, you know, and that's how it works. So everything is like that. When they say, well, you know, we're going to rebuild that bridge and it's going to cost $1.5 billion. No, it's not. It's going to cost $400 million. You're going to steal $1.1 billion. And that's how it fucking works.
See, and that sucks. Because I know if I was going to be a politician and I knew we were $34 trillion in debt, I would be the fun police. I would really honestly be the fun police. I'd be like, look, guys, all this stuff, we're not having any fun, guys. I'm sorry. We're not going to do anything cool until we pay off the debt.
Time to tighten the bootstraps.
Right. Like, but nobody operates like that, but I would. I would feel like, you can't do this. You president, you can't travel. You know what it costs to have you travel from point A to point B in the caravan, the expenses and Air Force Ones and all. Like, hey,
it's obscene. No fun.
It's obscene. And
hang on a second. Senator Matt Lloyd, okay, send the CIA to his house tonight. He was saying stuff about changing the government. It's like, you know, we tried talking to him, and he's like, he said, no fun. I was like, well, yeah, so yeah, he'll be done tonight. All right, see, and you're done.
Yeah,
that's how it works. I mean, unfortunately, that's how it works. So I don't think anybody could get in there and ever do anything.
You walk in your house, and they go, would you like some coffee?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You just get chills.
Uh-oh.
And you're like, all right, time to toe the line.
Yep.
And, you know, you see, most people who get into politics nowadays, you can tell they're obviously charlatans, and because who wants to get in on that game? You know, it's obviously the con game, so it's nothing but crooks. So there's no hope of anybody even trying to change something. And a guy who tries to say something, the party will spend, you know, whatever it takes to beat you in the primary.
True.
Your opponent, you know, John Jones, they'll buy a million John Jones signs, and the reason people vote is they go, I saw a sign that said Jones, so I voted for him. So that's how it works.
Hey, is anybody in chat anything cool popping up by chance or not? If not, it's fine. I just didn't want to forget about it.
Well, good for you, because I already forgot about it.
All right. Well, hey, you know.
Like one or two kids. I'm looking. Get your that's okay. I gotta move up a little. Can we get any more questions unanswered tonight? Well, I'm looking for questions. How is it that? Sorry, How did Trace get the anal splinter?
I didn't know about this. Your son has a anal splinter?
I can't even remember how he got. How'd Trace get the anal splinter? It was on a bench or something, wasn't it?
He scooted on a bench.
How'd he get in his, it like go through his shorts? Yeah.
How hard did he scoot?
Scooted pretty hard.
Is he rubbing back and forth?
Well, he's got that bad knee, so he probably, you know, probably just scooted. He probably just scooted, and it was a splintery bench. Got a splinter in his rectum.
But his cheeks would have had to been spread out on top of it, well, right? In order to get the splinter in the anus.
No, you see, it's a sideways splinter.
Okay.
So as you go, it's like the shaving commercial.
Oh, it's like shimmying up there.
It's like the shaving commercial. One, the first layer peels back.
Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. I was just saying it was really embarrassing because his girlfriend had to pull the splinter out. And she had to go, you know, like it was in his, like, in his beehole.
Oh.
So she had to, like, get it in there and say, I need to, you know, she had to, like, I got to spread it a little more. That's
pretty,
rough.
Yeah.
That's rough.
That's pretty emasculating.
It's pretty rough.
Unless you're into that kind of thing, then it's, I guess everything's fine.
I mean, if you had something in your rectum that you were very suspicious about, do you just go directly to the doctor or do you go, honey, do I need to go to the doctor over this?
No, you got to go to the loved one first. Yeah, yeah. There's no sense in going to the hospital. What do you think? A $20,000 bill over a splinter. But that splinter would still be there.
No, but I'm saying like you, something you don't know. It could be serious. You got kind of a mystery thing in your rectum. You just go to the doctor. You go, honey, what is this?
I'm going to the loved one.
How many years do you have to be with somebody before you do that? You think?
For me, it was 5. I've had to have things checked out.
I don't know if I've ever have. I might have, but I don't think I have.
Just the way it goes, you know.
I mean, you know,
it's just a human body. It's just a body.
My wife, you know, said, "Can you look at this thing in my butt?" I'd be like, "All right, yeah, let me look.
No big deal." I got a question for anybody in chat. And I'm curious if it's our. So I opened up a credit card, okay?
Yeah.
I bought this thing at Best Buy, and they were like, oh, it's, you know, hey, if you open a Best Buy card, I think it's like 12 months or 24 months interest-free financing or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't use credit cards. I just don't. I never have. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm not
wise.
Comfortable
Very
with
wise.
It. Yeah, it's just, it was, not my thing. And I know I wouldn't be very good with it, right? Like, you know, I tried it one other time and...
It's tempting.
Yeah, it's just, So I don't use credit cards. But this, I go, oh, all right, I can get this. And all right, as long as I make my payments on time and time it out to where I'm paying, okay, $50 a month or $70 a month, and then I'll never pay interest on this and I don't have to pay for this today. Like, no money came out of my bank account. I'm like, and the products at my house. I'm understanding the glory of credit now and the allure of it, right? I'm understanding why it would be a problem. My question for anybody in chat is, if they're in credit card debt, how much credit card debt are they in? And I don't even know if people would answer that. I don't know if that's a personal question or too personal. I just don't know how it works. For me, again, I've only had this card open for a couple of days. I already want to pay it off, close it, and cut it up because it makes me a nervous wreck owing money on it, right? It's just, not my thing. But I think the majority of Americans, it is their thing.
I think it is.
But I don't know what that looks like to the average person, to just somebody.
It would be fascinating to know the average credit card balance in America right now.
That's what I mean. And you hear, I've heard some stuff on the news before, but I don't.
Credit spending
trust them.
is at an all-time high.
Yep.
Because inflation, so people are, you know, they're just, I mean, what do you do? See, people are used to living, you know, pretty decent, and they don't want, and in this world, superficial world of social media, You don't want to all of a sudden not have any cool.
Yeah, you got
to
flex.
So you got to flex. So they just still flex it on the credit cards. Yeah, because you can.
And what's the interest rate on something? Like, again, 20, I opened this one up.
20-something percent, sometimes 29%, 26%.
I opened this one up because it said no.
Yeah.
No, and that's the only reason. But I don't even know what it is. If I don't pay it off in time, then I'm going to accrue whatever, you know, so God knows what it's going to be. But 20-something percent is the average? That's insane.
It's insane. It's like loan sharking.
So does it?
It's pretty much all it is.
Here's money.
You got to pay us 26%, though. I will break your legs.
And I guess the credit card companies, they're just hedging their bets that you're not going to pay because they'll have these 0% interest cards and they're betting. Yeah, they're just betting that.
They're usually right.
That you're not going to be able to pull this off.
Yeah.
And they will be able to tack on a crazy amount.
There's no way they would do it unless they knew
that it worked.
It's loan sharking.
At 20% or more, I know loan sharks that lend out money for less than that.
And then you just get in the cycle of you pay the minimum because, you know, you can't afford to pay too much more, and it just never goes away.
Ever.
You know, unless you, like, you know, become way successful. I think the average person just digging themselves a hole that they'll have to just never get out of.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
They're not going to tell you. I don't think you could find
average person credit card debt. Is that the best way to?
I think so.
Put it here. All right. Let's see. Average person. I'm not getting much of a signal.
They really don't want to tell me. I can do it.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. It says $5,733 per cardholder.
How much?
$5,733.
Yeah. Who says that? Who says it?
Google. Yeah. Okay, so average credit card balance by generation. Millennials. Millennials are at $6,500.
Mm-hmm.
Generation X, good old Gen X, $9,100.
Mm-hmm.
Baby boomers, $6,600. And the silent generation, what would that be? Charlie Chaplin, the 20s? It's silent generation's not alive anymore, are they?
Baby boomers are like what? I mean, in their 50s, 60s, 70s. I don't even know what a baby boomer, but what's over that? A silent generation.
Because
they're dead, like you said, they're dead.
Yeah, they're not saying this shit.
Well, silent generation.
Well, they still owe $3,400 on average.
Silent generation. I want to be part of that generation.
Yeah, everybody's too loud.
So the most was what? Gen Z?
No. No, Gen X.
Gen X.
Gen X with 9,100.
9,100.
And that's, yeah.
And see, when are those figures from?
Google.
No,
but that's also probably not counting like student debt or anything, because that doesn't count as credit card debt. That's student debt. So that, you know.
So I forgot what I was going to say. First time.
Did anybody give up their credit card debt?
No, they did not.
Unbelievable. I guess that is a personal thing.
Manson is best. Subscribe for 23 months, though. So thank you very much, Manson is best. I'm looking. I didn't see one of them.
Yeah. That's my bad.
That's how you know. Nobody's going to tell you that, you know, the people on social media, they don't want to pay. Hey, why don't you, they used to do this and that. And have this. They don't want to say, well, you know, I ran my credit card up to $30,000 and I can't get, now I'm just minimum balance for the rest of my life and I can't get another credit card. So people don't like to say that. So dude, you don't know.
Yeah, it's fun. I was watching a Method Man from Wu-Tang Clan. He was doing an interview a couple weeks back and he was talking about these new musicians, these artists. And he's like, for the life of me, you know, to summarize it, he's like, I don't know how they're making all this money. He goes, even if you had, you know, whatever you had going on in the streets and you had your reputation, whatever you do, okay, before music, when you get into music, he goes, I know what I have. I know what I've made. He goes, I don't even have a car. He goes, my wife has a car, a nice car. He goes, but I don't really have a daily driver car. He goes, I don't know how these people are taking private jets and doing all this stuff. He goes, nobody listens to their records. He's like, and that's not, he's basically, that's not slamming them. Mm-hmm. It's not talking bad. It's just like, how are these musicians? And he's right, because you see all these music, like they're loaded with these mansions, everything. And even, you can't even put that on credit card debt if you wanted to. You can only do so much. So I'm mystified how these young rappers are doing it also. I can't figure it out.
I was going to say, like, for like pop and rock, it's like touring. You can make shit, you know, that's how they make all their money, is because they, you know, like Spotify ain't paying shit.
Right, but even, you know? Even then, even touring, you still, I mean, you're not making a great deal of money unless you're a high profile headliner talent.
You know, who's selling out arenas.
But the rappers, the yeah. lowest level rapper will still have these cars and mansions and flying private. And it's like, how is this? What are we missing
the
here?
The government is paying them to dumb down America. I figured it out.
Their plants?
They're dumb. I mean, because it's moronic. I mean, the rap world is moronic now. I mean, have you there's some kind of rap battle going on between Drake and Kendrick Lamar that I don't really want to follow, but I see it so much.
And they're forcing you to get involved.
Oh, I actually replied a couple times.
The 34 trillion we're not paying any attention to, but that goddamn rap beef.
Because you know, like somebody will give a couple lines from a diss track from one of these guys, and mm-hmm. I'm like, these grown men, and you think that is some kind of like real put down with your third grade rhymes? It's like embarrassing. And I just find it hard to believe, like, oh, it's fire. It's like, these are grown men.
It's sad that I know about this beef too, because I do. And I also know that in the hip-hop world, apparently there is an acceptable amount of time that you have to respond. And if you don't respond within that amount of time, you're a bitch, is kind of the way it goes. Like, you've got 48 hours to respond to this diss track, and if you don't diss me back within 48 hours, you's a bitch. Like, it's something along those lines.
So juvenile.
It's very strange.
It's like so elementary school. J. Cole was involved, I thought, and he bitched out and apologized from what I heard.
You're exactly right, Mike. A word on the street. The Matt Street Report says that you're right. J. Cole did kind of, he apologized for taking part in the beef and has subsequently decided to tap out of this. He will no longer be a part of the rap beefs.
So he's a grown man now. He grew up.
Yes. He decided to put on his big boy pants and no longer respond. That is the word on the streets. But,
I was trying to figure out what that name was. It the word on the street?
Oh, I don't. Oh, because
I know I got
intro?
It somewhere, but I couldn't.
Is it Street Report? I don't even know.
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Oh well, it's here somewhere. I'll find it some other time.
Yeah, you know.
Street Report.
The next Street Report we have.
Damn it! Oh well, it's there somewhere.
But for real, I'm mystified for the life of me because rock artists are starving.
Beef. Okay.
No, not even the beef.
Oh,
but,
I mean, like, well, who's the new rock artist that you could name that would be a household
dude,
name?
Dude, like, you could go with a household name of rock artist that's been around 20 years and they're not doing great. And they've been doing it for 20 years, you know, selling records consistently.
Yeah. Like,
they're okay, but they're not three hits on YouTube. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's very strange.
Well, I mean, the record industry, the people who are in it are going to be like Blockbuster.
Mm.
They didn't figure out how to make money in the new world where people don't, you know, go out and buy your album anymore. That was, you know, people, you know, you sell millions of albums. Nobody's buying an album anymore.
Well, like, I go back to, you know, there are diversified streams of income now. There didn't used to be. It was just like music and touring. And then all of a sudden, like, these endorsements came along. And then all of a sudden, like, everybody said, oh, well, wait a second. Forget that. I'll just make my own product or put my name on the product or, you know, do it that way. So you had, like, the P. Diddy, you know, Ciroc's of the world and the Jay-Z's, you know, all these.
Well, everybody's got a vodka.
Right.
Or a tequila.
Yeah, I don't know who owns Svedka, but that's the rapper we're drinking tonight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ricky Gervais has a vodka.
Yeah.
You know, they all, every, you know, that, like Dan Aykroyd, Jesse James Dupree. Everybody has
Michael Jordan's got Sincoro tequila.
I need a bourbon.
Oh, we could, yes.
The Hang bourbon.
Ooh.
And it's just us.
Limited
it's
edition us, bottles?
It's us in smoking jackets and the long cigarette things. And we've got the Hang bourbon.
Yes.
Oh, I mean.
Yes.
So, you know.
I love it.
I don't even want the people in the chat to tell me who's buying the Hang bourbon. I mean, we just, it'd be inundated and we wouldn't get
small
anything
batch.
Done.
Just a small batch.
Oh, there's some kind of.
Very exclusive.
Limited something.
That's right.
Some kind of exclusive.
That's right. You can, oh, and we'll sell it for $200 and you can drop the deuce. Drop the deuce on the Hang bourbon.
The concept is so good, I think people would buy it. The whole thing.
Did you drop the deuce?
Did you drop the deuce, you know? Did you drop the deuce? Oh, you didn't drop the deuce? I'm surprised. Because I know a few people. I know Ned's Navy dropped the deuce. And Kevin J.K. dropped the deuce. And they're way cooler than you.
Who would drop the deuce?
For the Hang bourbon.
Oh, man.
Private label.
Yes.
Private label.
Private label.
Which means that we go to the store and get some Jack Daniels bottles, we pull off the label,
yep.
And we slap one of ours on.
Yep. or we take the old stuff around our house and we marry the bottles together, label it up, and...
Yeah, we'll find a really cool bunch of bottles, and then we'll put, you know... That's what it's going to be. No. It'll be...
Highest quality.
Aged, and we'll have be involved in the sniffing and the drinking process.
Yeah, we'll do the whole thing.
The whole deal.
Yeah. All you have to do is drop the deuce.
That's the best slogan ever.
So good.
Drop the deuce. I think we.
And then we'll go buy a racetrack.
I'm out.
Mm. Oh my God!
Drop the deuce. I'm apoplectic. It's like that's such a good idea.
That is such a good word.
Idea.
What is that word? Apoplectic.
Just means
I haven't heard that one.
Just befuddled beyond belief.
That's fantastic. Apoplectic.
Yeah, it does.
You got a word of the day thing going on?
Good. I'm not much of a braggart, but I have an excellent vocabulary.
You do. You do. You really do.
When I was younger, I was really into reading. And I read a shit ton of books, and that's how you get a good vocabulary, because you get to read a bunch of words you don't know. And I ain't got no time to read no more, but I read a shit ton of books.
I was reading Choose Your Adventure, so the words weren't too crazy for me. It was like, if you want to go to the woods, turn to page 76. If you want to go to the city, turn to page 74.
Some kids like reading and some kids don't.
Yeah.
Even though I loved reading... But like over the summer, like they could always give you like three fucking books to read.
Assignments over the summer,
like
right?
Three novels, like 200 to 300 pages long, and you're like
insanity.
It's summer. I want to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning and watch TV, and I'm not going to do any reading afterwards.
Oh.
Fuck you! And I never read any of them ever.
And they didn't really check you on it the next year. They forgot about it too.
Write a paper on it or something. I think they just kind of knew, because you always got decent grades, and I never had a good one of those.
Now you can just ChatGPT it, call it a day.
Can you imagine?
So easy.
If you're in elementary school, you know your parents could ChatGPT all your homework, and the teacher's not going to check.
Because the teachers, honestly, like, what do they care? Like, and if you're a fourth grade teacher, what do you really care? Even and furthermore, I will tell you this: if you're a high school teacher and you're teaching seniors, and the senior has to pass this class in order to go to college or get a scholarship or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And you're the teacher that goes, just don't see it happening. You missed two questions here. Like, really, teacher? Really? You're not going to...
Well, I'm sure there's teachers that are like that.
There are.
You know, and there that's, the, you know, there's some great teachers out there, but some teachers are on a power trip.
Yeah, like, don't take it so seriously. They, like, they're almost out of here. You're going to ruin
that. Off on it. Yeah, the guy's like, come on, come on. He's like, no.
Yeah, you're going to ruin that kid's potential scholarship, a full ride, because he missed two questions on your...
And just think, you know, like, everything, you know, real life, it's not the way it's supposed to be. If you're a teacher... And you've got, you know, you've been teaching this student all year long, and he's up front, and he's, you know, he's funny, and you talk to him after school sometimes, you know, or between classes, you know, he's a funny kid, and you like him.
Yep.
And then, you know, but he's on the borderline, and he missed passing, or he needed an A, you know, because he's trying to get into a big school. My 2 points. Fucking giving it to Johnny, aren't you? Johnny's cool,
right? Even if Johnny was a dick, I'd be like, well, I don't want to deal with Johnny next year, so go ahead, like, whatever we have to do to get Johnny out of here.
You do what you do. It's, you know, it's like the real world, you know. It's like, you know, except for the, you know, there's some, you know, anal people but like, I'm like, oh, I really like Johnny. He, you know, seemed like he tried. Good job, Johnny. I'm changing that grade to a 69 or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Who really gives it? I mean, what do they care? I don't. I think it would be difficult to be a teacher who eventually you've got to, like, capitulate as a teacher and go, yeah, I'm not going to care just like everybody else. Because what's the point of a teacher caring all the time, year after year after year, when nobody else cares?
I mean,
that would be mind numbing.
Yeah. You'd probably get jaded, but it would be hard because, you know, you'd see the good kids. And, like, I coaching youth sports, you know, I'm very cynical and everybody's an asshole, but, man, most kids are pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And most kids are really likable. And I really enjoy, like, trying to build up kids' confidence and, you know, hopefully give them something composite experience. So I get that. But, like, being a teacher now and doing that, that's like 2 hours a week. Being a teacher and dealing with that every day with the bullshit that you got to go through.
Yes.
But here, I got a video here.
It's been like, why care?
And who's signing up for this? For this right here?
You think that affected me any?
Let me hit you again. Let me hit you again.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
My God.
Oh, God, stop playing with me. I told your dumb ass I'll knock those dumb ass glass off your face.
And do I look like I care?
Boy, she's kind of a hard ass, ain't she?
I mean, she's good. That's a bad
that's
woman
a
right
bad
there.
Bitch right there.
What you gonna do? Still sit in that chair? You use a bitch.
Well, she refuses to break character.
Brandon, stop playing with me. Bitch ass. Ain't nobody
even
coming. You just got slapped.
Bitch,
go back to
teaching.
That's soft ass.
Oh, that was the first. I missed the first one. That was the first
Bro.
One. So he got her twice.
Bitch ass.
And she
you
didn't
think that affected me any?
Let me hit you again.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
Did she say fuck off? Who
I
said fuck
know.
Off? I think she did.
No, that's a girl filming it.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Let me hit you again.
My God.
And, you know,
that is so sad to watch.
See, and back in the day, there's somebody standing up and kicking this guy's ass.
Which I would have liked to think that I would be, but I'd be like, I don't know, this guy's pretty big and angry.
No, but there's somebody. You know, Johnny Football's in this class.
Yeah.
He's fucking kicking this guy's ass. Nobody's even, they're filming it and laughing. And can you, if you're a teacher, you want to deal with that shit?
Yeah, for what? That's what I mean. Like, it would be difficult to
you
be a teacher and care.
That? How, I mean, how do you, you know, I can't blame any teacher for not just, just not caring at all anymore.
Just go with the flow and try to, you know, get through the year, get your paycheck and move on and you know.
And it's such a crock. We spend more on education probably than any country in the world. And, like, every year you get the list. You get the list of 30 things that they want you to go to the store and buy for that class.
Yes.
And you're like,
uh-huh.
You're like, I pay taxes for all this. What are you talking about? And they've got people conditioned to going, oh, it's time to buy stuff for the school. You pay taxes, and they stole the money and make you pay for the glue and the paste and the paper and the crayons. And everybody just does it.
Yep.
Go pay for the stuff we already paid for.
You're so right. And then, furthermore, you'll have the teachers, they go, I had to come out of my own pocket to get this, you know. And I'm going, well, I wouldn't do that. If I was a teacher, sorry, we're not going to be doing this project this year because they didn't provide me with the materials. And I also don't think that you kids and your family should be responsible for it. So we're going to go ahead and skip this one. Y'all are getting A's. Let's move on.
Yep. I'd send a note home and say, we are not able to color anymore because the government did not provide me with crayons. Just letting you know.
Virtual coloring.
What a bunch of bullshit. What do you say, babe? you out there? No.
Not everybody buys it. Oh, she said not everybody buys it.
No, not us, but most people...
See, I like that. She's taking a stand. Meanwhile, we buy it. We just, you know, we're just like, I guess we got to do it. We cave because it's sometimes it's easier to cave, unfortunately.
What are you gonna? You're not gonna, you know, other than not buying it and saying something. There's nothing you can do. You're not gonna stop it.
Just gonna wear it.
It's just never again will they have enough supplies for the school. It's like. I mean, the education budget for the Department of Education, whatever, what is that? What does that do? It's like in the billions, you know, the yearly budget. And they ain't doing nothing, and you got to buy crayons.
And not to take it back to this, but I still, like, okay, so now, like, financial literacy, right? Big topic of conversation. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
It should have been taught in schools for decades, right? Financial literacy, that should be like one of the number one most taught subjects ever, right? But how can a system that's so fucking broke teach financial literacy? It is the definition of hypocrisy.
That would be the definition of hypocrisy.
Which is so strange.
We're the ultimate, we're the antithesis of what you should do financially. Our government is like, you know, white trash with credit cards, and nobody even talks about it. It's absurd. It's absurd.
I know.
$90,000 for a bag of ball bearings.
The trillion, the debt thing just got me unzipped today.
Yeah, this, you know.
It's on my brain.
The immigration and the debt. I don't know if there's much more than that that's really that important. Like, I'm so sick of this abortion shit. And the fact that anybody would care about a pill that a woman takes after she sleeps with somebody and stops her from having a baby is the most preposterous. Yeah. If you like, I would never vote for anybody who believed that you can't have a day after pill. It's like absurd.
I look at it as like there's like tier one, tier two, and tier three concerns. Tier one. Obviously the debt, immigration. Tier two would, gosh, I don't even know what tier two would be, because tier three to me is like abortion, gay rights struggles, racist stuff, all that stuff that they fill. It's all like filler stories or something. Top tier would be also nuclear war. I think that's probably up there.
Probably. But but they make your tier three.
They make them the tier one.
Tier one.
And meanwhile, the tier ones move down to like tier three and you never hear about
them. You never hear about them. It's such an obvious, but well, yeah, you know, what are you going to, we figured it out.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes it's.
Mike and Matt have it figured out.
Sometimes it's nice, you know, because you'll have the rare comedian or the rare, you know, commentator or the Rand Paul, and you hear him and you're like, well, you don't do anything about it, but you're like, yeah, he said the truth. Rand Paul knows what's going down. I knew I wasn't crazy, and they let him be there to do that.
Yeah.
Because I know, I'd love to go see, back in the day, Bill Maher and George Carlin, you know, and you'd love to hear somebody who's espousing the things that you believe in.
Yeah, like-minded individuals. Sure.
It's like, because when it's so rare, you know, it's like they're out of the norm. You're like, I'm out of the norm. I think of the world differently than most people. And so when there's somebody who talks like I do, it's like, yeah, oh,
well, okay.
Like my barber.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah. So like, I don't know if you have access to your email or not, but I sent you like two things today. I don't even know. Like, there's one, it's titled Andrew Tate, right? So,
yeah.
And, you know, look, you can love the guy, hate the guy, but some of his stuff and that he talks about, it, some of it you go, all right, he's not off base, right, on some stuff?
No, he's on base on some stuff.
Some stuff you go, all right, he's going a little far with this one, whatever, but he's working his gimmick, so whatever. But this thing in particular, I found interesting because... You know, I'm not going to sit here and shill Bitcoin because I do that probably too much. But this is like the perfect example of what we're talking about, like with the debt and everything like that. This is a good summary of it in general.
What happened here?
Ruh-roh.
Okay, my bad.
You can actually have your money, right? You don't. How else are you going to have it in cash? And then you got to deal with the inflation. How difficult is it to move serious cash? I had to send, it's about 4 years ago, I sent $900,000 to Qatar for a completely legal reason.
Why?
I wanted to buy a property in Qatar. So I was involved in the purchasing of a property in Qatar. Do you believe the backflips, the paperwork, the legal nightmare? I swear to God, I was put on a travel list because for about a year after that, I was stopped at every airport just for a bank transfer, right? No problem with Bitcoin. No problem. So it fixes a whole bunch of problems, cryptocurrencies. It certainly does. I think a lot of people who are forward thinking and believe the things I believe in, it's the only logical conclusion. What else are you going to do? Trust a bank? Will you trust them? There's nothing else to do with it. I'm actually at the point where, although I do own quite a lot of property, I don't want any more. And I keep getting offered nice property deals. And Tristan's like, should we buy this? It's like, no, I don't even trust the Romanian government or the Russian government. I have property in Moscow. I don't even trust the government anymore. I don't even want a property because if I piss the government off, they're just going to take it. I don't own it. They say you own it until you annoy the government. Then you don't.
He's totally right.
Completely
totally
right.
Totally right.
And this is before, I think this clip is way before he got in trouble with the Romanian government. But yeah, it's like you don't, I mean, they just, they don't want you to have it. They just won't let you have it.
I'll take it.
Own it. Right? So I don't even want property anymore. I'm going full crazy Mr. Blockchain now because it's the only time I feel like I have control over things. And we're losing control at such a rapid rate. I'm trying to stay ahead of the curve. I don't believe people saying, oh, I'll just buy a house and it's my little house. It's not your little house. You'll see how quickly they'll take your little house from you. Look what they've done so far. They've taken your business from you. You think they won't take your little house? People are not scared enough of the right things. They're scared of Corona. They should be scared of what the government did.
This is also true.
Very
it's
much.
Also true.
To them in the name of Corona. That's what they should be. But people aren't logical. People aren't logical. People have low IQs. They're slaves. And they're too busy, preoccupied with racism and all this other garbage to keep them split so they can't all get together for 5 seconds and start thinking, wait, this is bullshit. You remember the big Bitcoin crash, $5,400 at the beginning of this Corona thing? When it really, really tanked and everyone saying, it's over, all this crap. I put a tweet up that I still retweet to this day saying, you're all pussies. Bitcoin's coming back. I think I said, I'm buying $600,000 today and we can talk when it's $8,000. I think I said that. So I've turned $600,000 to like $12 million.
What do you say, 8,000?
I think you bought it at 6,000 or something like that.
It's 60. Well, it fluctuates right now. This stage
right now is like 61.
Between 60 and 70 in the last, you know, few months. That's it's just, you know, it's 60, 70, 60, 70. So he's made it, you know, he's made a shit ton of money.
Oh yeah.
A shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But if you bought it, you know, at the very beginning, you know, it was a great investment.
It's well, you could still, I still think it is. But you know, even if you were to buy today, because again, where's the dollar headed?
You never know. But I mean, it all depends. Like, you know, if the government, like you say, the government owns Bitcoin, but never mind, they don't care. They print money. They could lose every Bitcoin or not mean 1 ounce to them, you know. If the government and the governments around the world, they're all in cahoots, it's obvious. You can see how they react to all these, you know, COVID and everything. They don't want Bitcoin. They'll say it's a crime to own Bitcoin, and they'll start actively cyber, what, NSA 10,000 agents finding everybody who's got Bitcoin and taking you to jail.
I'm not saying it's not possible, but I think that's unlikely. But I'm not saying it's impossible. Yeah, who knows? I know that there was a couple real estate investors now, and they talk about it, and they're like, and I wish I had done this, is instead of like buying, people buy properties, second houses, whatever. And it's like, what's the point of buying a second property that you've got to worry about maintenance on, you've got to worry about property taxes, this, that, and the other, right? Or you just buy Bitcoin. And, you know, you just let it sit there. You don't have to worry about maintenance fees. You don't have to worry about HOAs. You don't have to worry about getting a new roof. You don't have to worry about property taxes. You just let it sit. Just let it sit. I mean, you got to have hope.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have faith in what it is and the reasons you're owning it. But, you know, if you're looking at owning Bitcoin or real estate, man, there's a good argument to be made to just buy Bitcoin. I don't know.
I mean, at least you could say, like, you know, plenty of people say, you know, I spend, you know, $500 to $1,000 a year on the lotto, which is a complete pipe dream beyond pipe dream.
I don't know, man. I won five or six numbers, but go on. I understand.
Take that $1,000 or $500 every year and buy Bitcoin, because if it's like the lotto, the odds are still way better.
Yes.
Way better than one in 72 million, you know? So, you know, the odds are way better that Bitcoin's going to, than one in 72 million. So why wouldn't you invest, you know, just a little in it? That's, you know, I think it would be wise to invest for everybody. I saw a video guy, some guy way back in the day, and he's like, I beg you. Buy $1 in Bitcoin. This is probably when it was nothing.
11 years ago or something. Yeah.
And he just went on for like 5 minutes. I'm pleading with everyone. Just $1 of Bitcoin. So, you know.
Yep.
And so if you got on in, like, you know, Bitcoin was not 70,000, you know, that's a pretty astronomical rise. So hopefully Pepe the Frog, because Trace has got she's got 400,000 shares of Pepe. GOGM. I think he's got GOGM too.
I haven't heard of GOGM. That's good stuff.
It'd be so ironic if Trace eventually was, you know, buying us houses because he was a Bitcoin billionaire.
That'd be great. It would be so awesome.
So awesome.
I think that's the funniest part is like there's some of these early Bitcoiners, investors, and stuff like that that, you know, look, man, there's this transfer of wealth that could potentially happen for a lot of those folks, you know, a lot of the early Bitcoiners who were just looked at as cyber nerds and all this stuff. And it's like, no, they've got something they believe in here. And you fast forward a decade and, you know, here it's really mainstream and has arrived. And it's you know, all the old guard laughed at it. And I don't know. I think it's funny. I think it's great to watch this transfer of wealth. I want every one of those early Bitcoiners to just be loaded because they deserve it. Yeah,
I think if you think of the people who are really in Bitcoin, it's a fairly small amount of people, you know, who have a significant amount of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
So the government will be totally fine with letting those people get rich if they can figure out a way for all their cronies to get rich on Bitcoin. And that's a pretty good bet. So yeah, you might as well jump in and go along. They don't give a shit that, you know, some, you know, that, you know, a few thousand people got rich. They just screwed 280 million and they took all the money. Yeah, see, that's what it is. I'm going Bitcoin now.
There you go. Finally. I finally orange-pilled you.
The government will find a way to make Bitcoin work for them and they'll switch it.
Yes, agreed.
That wouldn't surprise me in the least.
What do we got going on in the chat? Anything interesting before we wrap this bad boy up?
Wrap this bad boy up.
Of which then we'll be live on the ClusterFShow.com. And, of course,
ClusterFShow.com.
Download the show on Spotify and watch it on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, all that kind of stuff that the kids tell you to do these days.
Yeah, I can't find a question.
Yeah, all right, perfect. That works.
It's too many words.
I know. There's a lot of...
It's too many words.
A lot of stuff.
So I'm just, I just look at it and go, oh, so many words. I'm just looking for question marks, actually. I'm just like, I don't see any question marks. Probably not a good way to do it. Maybe you guys aren't using punctuation. I need question marks.
Please, give me a question mark.
All right. Well, I don't see any questions. Next week, we're going to do an entire show.
No, man. We won't. We'll say we will.
The hang, we're just so wrapped up in the hanging.
Well,
this is a professional, it's an ultimate level of hanging. And it's not, yes. It
is an ultimate hang.
Requires our full attention.
One, a hang that is so enthralling that we are going to produce our own batch of bourbon.
Yes, we are.
And you can drop the deuce and purchase one. And it will be coming to market.
It's called the Hang.
Yep.
The Hang Bourbon. And you can drop the deuce.
That's it.
You can drop the deuce with Mike and Matt.
Be first in. Drop the deuce.
A dark passenger says, Manson, there has to be a way to watch the VIP hour live. Well, as I've said many times before, if anybody out there knows anything about computers, it's like, how do you broadcast from your own website? And if you can, is it cost of money? How do you broadcast from your own website? But nobody's ever gotten back to me on that. So I don't know. I don't know how you broadcast from your own, because you'd have to have a server or something. I don't know nothing about that shit.
We're Beavis and Butthead over here.
But I'd love to do this. I'd love to do the VIP live. But I don't know how. I've no idea how to do that.
Okay, I'll be totally honest with you. This whole time, I thought it was. I've had no clue. This is all news to me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Yeah, it's just taped for the VIP.
Oh, well, hey.
Look, you're totally devastated now.
Oh, man.
Now this is going to be a totally different vibe.
Oh,
the
man.
The VIP show's going to suck.
Pre-recorded entertainment.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to suck ass. Oh, shit. The patio show. I don't know what that means, dog log. We thought of taking the bar show and running another camera out to the patio, and then we take a break. We could also be on. Then we don't get a break, really. Because we're on, but then you just don't pay attention. You just smoke and drink and don't worry about the patio cam. Pretend like you're not on the air. Hogan fart. I don't know what that means. Hogan fart to what? Have a show outside. You guys could have been editing the VIP hour this whole time. No, we don't edit.
Nope.
Editing.
There's never been one edit. That no. We can say with 100%.
No, we don't edit. I don't, see, like, I can make clips and stuff on Twitch on their editing thing, and it's super easy. And I just don't have the gumption to learn to edit on anything else. So what I do is anything I want to do, I just go live and do it, and then I edit it because I know how to edit it.
Hey, look, it's called the Cluster F. I'm like, it's in the title.
As Trace goes, he says, we're not doers. And I was like, you're right. I'm not a doer. I like to have like stuff to be thrown into my lap.
Well, we will be not live, but we will be on clusterfshow.com.
Yes, live for the VIP, the Hang OT. Matt's devastated. It's going to be the worst OT ever.
That's right.
He might leave. It'll just be me.
I'm
and he'll be
here.
On the phone. He's like, yeah, this is good enough for not live. All right, thanks for tuning into The Hang. We'll see you tomorrow at 8 o'clock for Cluster F. And the Mike and Jerry Show is back tomorrow at 11. And The Hang, VIP, clusterfshow.com, will be up sometime later tomorrow. It takes a while because, like, on Thursdays, I have The Hang, I have the VIP,
hey,
I have Cluster F Show.
You don't have to explain it
to me.
I got to
download them, then I got to compress them, and then individually on the website and the Twitch and the YouTube.
Well, you've been spending too much time with Jerry.
it just sucks all, it's just very time consuming. So people are like, why aren't we getting The Hang till 3 or 4 o'clock? And it's like, well, maybe I had to deliver flowers that day.
Yeah. This is a trip. This whole thing's a trip.
All right. Well, we'll see everybody on the VIP and at Cluster F tomorrow morning at 8. See you. Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it.